Nolte, Watch Joe Biden Meltdown Over Putin and Gas Prices. By John Nolte on June 22, 2022. His fraudulency. Joe Biden is watching his presidency implode and apparently assumed a good old-fashioned freakout would change the narrative to something. Well, something that only a senile old man can understand. I dare you to watch this and not laugh. For all Republicans criticizing me for high gas prices in America, are you now saying we were wrong to support Ukraine and stand up to Putin? Are you saying that we'd rather have lower gas prices in America than Putin's iron fist in Europe? I don't believe that. That is pure nutso. And he doesn't believe what? That Republicans are saying that are, what? What is he saying? Even he doesn't know. This is some laughably feckless shit coming from Hunter's dad, not to mention desperate. Biden's job approval rating is sinking into the mid to low 30s. His disapproval ratings are hitting a record high, like the price of gasoline, and rather than do what needs to be done to fix the problems that would fix his presidency, secure the border, open the Keystone XL pipeline, expand domestic oil and gas production, etc., he is yelling at the oil companies and trying to convince the American people that bad Vlad's invasion of Ukraine is what caused the spike in gas prices and grocery prices, and nothing is Joe's fault, even though it's all his fault. Well, blaming Vlad for gas prices, or anything else, is a total lie. A flat-out lie. Everyone knows it's a lie. The polls prove everyone knows it's a lie. But he still goes on repeating it because he's too senile to understand that this audaciously dumb and transparent lie is one more thing damaging his standing with the public. I also don't get the argument in that clip. Biden seems to be saying that his decision to stand up to Putin is what caused gas prices to spike. If you read it closely, that's the message. He asks, are you saying that we'd rather have lower gas prices in America than Putin's iron fist in Europe? As though if we had chosen to leave Putin alone, gas would be under $3 a gallon. That doesn't even make sense. When Biden was sworn in as president, gasoline cost a little over $2 a gallon on average. When Putin invaded Ukraine, and Big Joey stood up to him, gas had already spiked to nearly $4 a gallon. Everyone knows this. Everyone. Maybe Biden's advisors have convinced him everything is Putin's fault. You know, oh, it's okay, Grandpa Joe. It's not your fault. Matlock comes on in an hour. Well, we are about 4.5 months away from a political realignment. I'm sure he'll blame that on Putin, as well. You know, when Jimmy Carter flubbed everything and energy prices exploded, he told us to go buy a sweater. Biden's telling us to buy a $90,000 electric car. There is going to be a reckoning come November. Oh, yes, indeedy. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.